Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Niall Shanahan, who is the Media Relations Director with the Fórsa Trade Union. They're the largest trade union for public servants across the country, representing about 25,000 civil service staff. Niall, why do you want more civil servants to be allowed work from home?
Well, not alone civil servants, Andrea. The Fórsa's position is that, you know, what we're facing into at the moment is a fuel crisis, the full scope of which I think we have yet to experience. If you consider the fact that the fuel we're burning today was delivered into Europe before the conflict in the Middle East began, we've yet to see, you know, the fuel restrictions arising from the blocking of the Straits of Hormuz, as has occurred over the last few weeks. So we're in the early stages of what could become a much more pressing crisis. Even if the conflict were to end tomorrow, it would take significant amount of time for the supply lines to be re-established. Now, in a recent survey of Fórsa members, this is research that we've done that we plan to present at our national conference in mid-May, and we had 20,000 respondents. So it's a huge sample size.
Yeah.
And what they told us was 65% of them are currently travelling to work three or more days per week, while more than a quarter work on-site full-time. So that what it tells us is that remote and hybrid working, it's not universal. It has reduced significantly in the overnight experiment of COVID remote working, which, you know, as an experiment actually went quite well in the 7 years or the 6 years that have intervened since. We know what works with remote working and we know what doesn't work. And I think it's become a much more refined process.
So the majority are only working from home 2 days a week, Niall, is that right? 65%, isn't that what you said?
No. They're traveling to work three
days
or more.
Yeah. So they're at home too then.
Yeah. And yeah, they are. But so if we were, for example, to increase the number of remote working days by one, it would significantly reduce and immediately reduce peak hour fuel demand.
Half the week would be at home, wouldn't it?
The thing about remote work as an option is that it can, we know from experience, it can be implemented more or less overnight. It comes at no additional cost to the employer, and it has no impact on productivity. In fact, all productivity surveys would suggest that if anything, productivity is higher when people are given the option to work remotely. And I mean, that makes sense, because if you take, you know, we have a very significant number of people who are commuting more than an hour a day. But if we look at the congestion coming into Dublin City, say, in the morning on the M7 or in on the Galway Road, huge congestion, huge tailbacks. Look at that and think, there must be a significant number of people in that tailback who could have stayed at home today, worked, saved the fuel in their car, and saved them the time that they're spending commuting. You know, what I would say to an employer is, look at your employees. Do you think you're getting the best version of your employees if they've spent 3 hours on the road today?
Yeah, but I suppose
to get to and from the office.
And the other question is, do you think you'll get better from your employees if they're working from home more days of the week, though?
Well, And experience tells us that, yes, you probably will, because productivity has been seen to increase where remote working arrangements have applied. And it's not just about the civil service. This is right across the public service, but it's in the private sector as well.
Yeah,
but there are plenty of people on remote and hybrid working arrangements already.
I was reading about Bank of Ireland and those in the financial services sectors earlier this week as well with regards to working from home. We want to hear from listeners, Niall, today as well. 1800 453 106 is the number. Stay with us if you can for a moment, Niall. Louise is on the line. Louise, what's your situation? Would you like to be in a position to work from home at least one more day a week?
Hi, Andrea. Yes, I would, although I work in the private sector now. So, I mean, some of the bigger organisations, I suppose, like the civil service, they might push for this collaboration and company culture argument, you know, the social bonding, you know, in their argument as far as getting their staff back into the office. For myself, I commute. It is stressful, but I have to say, as I was saying to your researcher, you know, I'd be quite a disciplined individual. So, you know, I suppose it depends on the individual as well. You know, so I will focus on work when I need to focus on work. and not get distracted. I find I'm more distracted in the office.
In the office, I know.
You know, desk side disruptions and things like that, you know, and you get sort of pulled away from your focus sometimes.
What's your current situation? Do you have a hybrid mix yourself, Louise, or what do you do?
No, I'm 5 days now in the office environment.
So you've no at home?
No at home at all. No. Small private company, so I don't work with a few of us, small team of us. So yes, we're all in the office 5 days a week, and I commute about an hour and a half each way. So, you know, and it would be nice to get a day or two from home. That'd be great.
Like three hours a day, 5 days a week, commuting is a lot.
3 hours a day. Yeah, it is.
I mean, I think Louise, what I was saying
there about productive side of it, you know, as you said, you know, surveys have proven that individuals can be more productive working from home. So I'd really ask the question, you know, when it comes to bigger organisations, considering that we've proved that production is high from home workers, that is it the company culture, the social bonding, you know, the collaboration? What is it? Are they seeking something else, you know, to get the workers back in the office? Because we know that we can all be a lot more productive when we're working from home.
Like the Niall Shanahan mentioned there, one of the big reasons is you know, the price of fuel at the moment, right? And the fact that we don't know when the whole situation between the US and Iran is likely to end. Sure, you know better than anybody then, Louise, about the cost of fueling your car 3 hours a day, five days a week.
And, you know, at the moment, you know, my car is in repair, so I'm depending on public transport, which is costing me twice as much, in fact, than it would in fuel at the moment.
Yeah.
Would you believe? You know, I might put, you know, 50, 60 euros into the petrol tank and, you know, but it's actually costing me 100 euros plus to use public transport at the moment.
Have you ever had a conversation with your employer about maybe working from home one day
Not
a week?
Yet. Maybe after today.
Maybe after today you will,
for that conversation. You know, it can happen. It has come up in conversation amongst other workers. So it may be a different thing that, you know, I'd be able to approach them with. But it is a small team, as I'd say. And maybe that makes a difference too, you know, if you're a small team of people or whether it's, you know, like a public, a big public organisation. You know, as I say, maybe they're looking for something else other than the productive side of it. You know.
Marcus is on the line, Louise. Stay with us for a moment. Marcus, I believe you solely work remotely. Is that right?
Hi, Andrew. Yeah, that's correct. For well over a decade now, I've worked remotely from home. And I manage a team that's split between Ireland, UK and Europe. So, yeah, to be honest, the resistance to remote working, I mean, the arguments in terms of productivity, collaboration, culture, don't wash with me at all. I found completely the opposite. I would suggest now, I mean, obviously, certain jobs suit remote working, others wouldn't. Mm. But generally, I think it's down to managerial discomfort. A lot of managers will be trained or used to an environment where their visibility on the staff equals their control. So when they remove that, they sort of feel there's a bit of a gap to their control aspect over the team. So rather than having, you know, this is focusing on presence over productivity. And especially when, you know, any member of the team is wasting, like, you know, 15 to 20 hours of their week in a car stuck in traffic with the expense of fuel, I think it's madness. But I think, yeah, it's more resistance to the, you know, people
is it
being
really
uncomfortable
resistance?
With the model.
You see, I wonder, is it more due to the fact, Marcus, that there's just some jobs and professions that it doesn't suit?
100%, yeah.
Particularly in the, you know, I can only speak to our own from a creative perspective. It is, I find it very difficult to navigate the working from home situation and environment in certain professions. You know, there's absolutely, yeah. I mean, there's some jobs, there's no bother at all. But for those where, you know, the creative mind allows for a better outcome, I think it's very difficult where you have stalling Zoom coverage and can't dial in, you know, like, yeah, I'm kind of yet to be convinced for every profession.
Oh, definitely. It's not a one-size-fits-all, definitely. And I think that's the first thing that sort of really needs to be addressed. But yeah, I mean, you know, where you have particular jobs or roles or functions or operations where there's an outcome-focused process, then, yeah, generally that tends to lend itself well to remote working. But then, I mean, the other thing is where you know, it does require in-person physical presence, then, you know, I don't know, companies should probably be looking at other things, which is like decentralization, moving to more rural areas, or, you know, working to trying to alleviate some of the pressure on staff, maybe that way. But yeah, I like, there's no quick fix in terms of.
There's a listener here, Marcus, wondering, just with regards to the return to work, you know, do you actually make any savings working from home? You know, do you really save that much by petrol and diesel? Because surely you're paying for the heating and lighting yourself then.
Well, I mean, the great thing is there is tax benefits as well, to that you can write off some of your heating, lighting and internet expenses from working from home as well. But generally speaking, yeah, I mean, like, I find myself more productive, a better quality of life. We live out in East Galway, so we're out the countryside. So, yeah, I mean, we get to enjoy the benefits of sort of rural living. I mean, the car, other than literally having to take trips to the shop and back, I mean, that would be the biggest commute that I would have to make for most weeks. So no, there is massive benefits to working from home,
and that doesn't offset against the increase though to your energy and your gas bill by virtue of the fact that you're at home 9 to 5.
Well, yeah, I mean, I suppose there is that, but yeah, I mean, it just is. I suppose the cost of living in general across the board has increased. So, you know, there's no avoiding that, regardless of whether you're working remotely or you know, elsewhere.
Niall Shanahan, are you looking for this allocation, perhaps, you know, some allowance for civil servants to have a little bit more flexibility with regards to working from home? Are you looking for that for every element of the civil service?
Yeah, we'd absolutely make the case where, and as your guests have pointed out there, it's not a one-size-fits-all situation, and absolutely we would recognise that. But our conversation with the Department of Public Expenditure on Friday is to talk about measures specifically to mitigate against the ongoing fuel uncertainty. Because, I mean, the government has spent an enormous sum of money, $750 million in a very short space of time, in order to temporarily reduce the cost of fuel at the pumps. That's a temporary measure that costs a lot of money. What we're proposing is a medium to long term measure that doesn't cost money, that doesn't affect productivity, and which, if implemented across all those employments where it's suitable to do so, it could make a very significant contribution to the reduction of peak hour fuel demand at a time when the fuel supply, the future fuel supply, remains deeply uncertain.
And
we have to act as though we're facing a real crisis as creatively as possible. And actually what we're proposing is no cost, no effect on productivity, but would absolutely and immediately reduce fuel demand.
But you said for the civil servants for which this suits, and for those who aren't suited to working from home, are you looking for some sort of allowance or fuel allowance or something extra then for them?
We're looking at the band rates for people who are required to drive for their work as another measure. But the more significant measure, and if it could be applied right across the board, we would be reducing congestion and you know, traffic that moves through areas of lower congestion actually burn less fuel. This is about reducing the demand for fuel and to be as creative in our approach to that as possible. And as I say, what we're doesn't cost anything to implement.
Patrick is on the line. Patrick, do you agree with Niall?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I would 100% agree with what Niall's saying. It's something that could be easily implemented. It doesn't really cost anything to implement it. I'm currently working from home today. I work from home 2 days a week, in the office 3 days. Yeah, it certainly can be done. Even if you want to talk about productivity, etc., you were talking about you being a creative and working from home and how that might work. Are you still there? Sorry.
Oh, I am indeed, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, so there's a guy I would listen to from time to time, Richie Allen. He's got a radio show out of Manchester, and he is consistently the number one independent radio station in the world. And he just broadcasts over the internet, and he's consistently beats BBC shows and Radio 1 shows with his listenership, you know. And he's just operating as a solo independent operator, working from home. He had experience in Waterford guy. And he's had experience over the last 30 years in radio, and he just does his own show from home.
Right, okay. And so you think this idea of allowing more people to work from home because of the situation at the moment with fuel prices and electricity and all that goes with that, that this is something that we should grant, and even to help with congestion charges?
It's a bit of a no-brainer. I mean, I use the N81 here in and out of Tala. It's a single-lane road. It's only 30k for me, but it can take me over an hour some mornings to get in. Especially one of the roads, the Borna Breena Road, is both washed away, and so everybody who was using that rat run is now using the N81. They're building estates here in Blessington. I know they're doing a bit of a ring road, but you know, they're building estates all out here, and yet they're not increasing the volume on the road. You know, they're not increasing the level of traffic that can use the road. So the roads are just going to keep getting more and more congested. The public transport is not great from here. But also, Andrea, I would just say, if people are uncomfortable with people just solely working from home, you know, there's nothing to stop departments who would have people, like I'm from God's country, like yourself, Donegal. And, you know, if I could move home, I would in a heartbeat, you know.
Yeah, if you facilitated it.
Yeah, but if people are uncomfortable working from home, if there were people working for a department or working for a company, all living in the one area, and if it's, say, a two-hour commute to the office or a four-hour commute, which would be in my case, why not use these hubs? I mean, all these internet hubs were set up with great fanfare.
Yeah, I know there's plenty of them, right?
And they're sitting there idle. Mostly they're idle. Nobody's in them. Nobody's using them. All the millions that were spent on that, it's just wasted. I think that really, to get to the nub of the problem, Andrea, I think it's about, there's more behind this. There's a lot of companies invested here in office blocks, and they want to secure their rents for the next 20, 30 years or whatever time they've invested in these office blocks. A lot of them are hedge funds, foreign investment firms. So they want bums on seats in offices. Also, they want that pass and trade for cafes. Mm. Restaurants, etc.
Possibly, to some extent, yeah. But I mean, we're talking to Niall Shanahan today, though. He's talking, you know, quite specifically about the public service departments and public service civil servants as well. Stay with me, Patrick, for a moment. I just want to bring Julie Galbraith in. Julie is the Chief Business Officer at Arcus Insurance Brokers and Chair of the Employment Law Association of Ireland. Is it a difficult one, Julie, for companies at the moment where, you know, you are already facilitating staff working, as we've heard in some cases here today, 2 and 3 days a week from home, and now you want them back a third or fourth day? Can you dictate that?
Hi, Andrea, and it's really interesting listening to all your guests there as we try and navigate this. You're right, it's really, really difficult. So I think if we think about it from, I suppose, a legal and a HR and an employment concept at the outset, so most employees will have a contract of employment. That contract of employment will set out a place of work. There has been lots of flexibility, as Niall mentioned and Marcus mentioned over the last while, in terms of enabling people to work remotely, to look at their own circumstances, to look at the business around them. And all of those normally have come in an informal way or through short-term work-from-home proposals from a business or a company. But you're absolutely right. For many sectors, it just isn't possible. So, for example, say within Arcus, some of our significant clients are in construction, the childcare sector, the hospitality sector, as you talk about swimming pools and hotels. All those people, they do need to physically be in a place of work. So for many employers and businesses, they don't want to create a two-tier employee experience. So employers generally want to create a really positive employee experience. There are so many benefits to actually being in the office as well as working remotely. So when we're in the office, it's the why. Why do we want people working together? Why do we want them physically there? What are the benefits? Sometimes it is being present. It is seeing the senior people around you. It's been asked to attend a meeting, in particular for our junior members of staff who are coming in across all businesses. And I would say that applies to the public sector in the same way as it applies to the private sector. We want junior people to learn from hearing people on the phone, to get an opportunity to potentially go for a coffee, go for a drink after work, build those relationships that just don't get built in the same way when people are purely
working from home.
Scheduled
call. So is it unreasonable then, you know, for whether it be in the private sector or a public sector, looking for staff to, you know, have an extra day at home? Is it a reasonable request?
It's all reasonable. And you'll remember we've had the right to request remote and flexible working come in law. So employees can have a right to request. It's only a request, so the employer doesn't have to grant it. You have to think we're coming into busy annual leave season. And as Louise mentioned, when you have people who have small teams, it can be very hard for employers to manage work if teams are now on annual leave coming into the summer. They have some people working from home, they have some in the office. But absolutely, if an employer is in a place where they can facilitate some flexible or some remote working, I would really recommend it in terms of how you can bring people together.
I'll give you an example of a text here from a listener who says, my friend manages a team of people. She began to notice that one person seemed to go AWOL about an hour before her finish up or go home time. When she finally addressed this particular issue with the staff colleague, she was told that it takes her an hour to get home. So she was actually incorporating her travel time to her work within her home, working from home hours. So in her mind, she would be home by clock off time, according to this texter.
Very ingenious, isn't it?
Imagine building in your travel home time. Owen is on the line. Yes. Owen, what's your thoughts on this? Should people be allowed to work from home a little bit more?
Thanks for having me on, Andrea.
Yeah.
So I suppose, look, I've worked from home remotely now since before COVID even hit. I've worked for multiple different companies across different industry. And to be very honest, I find that working remotely for me works fantastically. I live in the west of Ireland, and I think it can be very easily implemented as a cost-saving measure, first and foremost, but also to give people that bit of flexibility. I've turned down roles because they offered no working from home at all. Being 100% remote isn't going to fit every role.
No.
Fair enough. And from what every other caller has said there, I do agree with that. The other side of it, that last caller had said there about it getting, I suppose, that face time and building up that little bit of a community, I suppose, within the workplace is important. I was just at an offsite, a commercial offsite there last week in Italy, where the entire, I suppose, sales team got together. It doesn't have to be in a lovely place like Italy, of course. It can be anywhere.
Yeah.
But it allowed us 3 days to kind of get to know each other where we wouldn't have had that time. Having that time is important for sure, but having that flexibility to work remotely and having more importantly, I think that the thing that's missing here is the trust from management. So if your management can trust you to actually get your job done, and if you're responsible enough to get your job done, then and your job can be done remotely, then why not?
Why not? And you're not alone in that, Owen. Like, there's plenty of texters getting in touch as well today about this. I have to agree with the callers who work from home full time. I think for those who can, they should be able to do it. If collaboration and client-facing responsibilities are required, then it just isn't possible. In my own situation, this texter says, the days that we go into the office, we do the exact same work as we do at home. Shared desks, meetings are still done using Teams. There's never face-to-face meetings, even though the entire team is sitting in the office. So I have to ask, what's the point? Get commuters like myself off the road to make travelling more efficient for the others that have to go in. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. If you're somebody who works from home primarily and your employer is now looking for you back, we'd love to hear your story in the show today. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.